Hello, everybody. You are tuned into Access Your Consciousness, Dante and Daryl. This is a Daryl-only episode, and I really wanted to come on here and just discuss one main topic. What are the potentials of us living in a hologram? What if our reality is actually a holographic program from which we are projected into from the outer matrix, the outer spirit realm? I have here a pamphlet created by my brother, Iasos, on his website. I will place a link in the description. He describes this in a very condensed format. He basically takes Bashar's teachings. And Bashar, if you don't know who he is, he's a male member of the fifth dimensional civilization called the Esesani. And he basically creates this document, you know, instructing us on the core teachings of Bashar. And it really is interesting to read this document. It's amazing. I love it. Whenever I'm having a down moment, whenever I'm thinking negatively, I just go to this document and I read it out loud and it helps me. But today, the main quest is to look at the potentialities of us living inside a matrix. Dun, dun, dun. And it's pretty funny, pretty interesting to entertain this thought. If you want my opinion, whether or not we are, I believe we do. And the reason I believe we do is this. I think that around us, we are seeing many different people of different backgrounds. And they all celebrate different religions. They operate on different thoughts, different frames of mind. And how could there be one universal truth? Like, it doesn't make sense. I know a lot of people, they claim that their truth is better than my truth, or our truth is better than your truth, but that seems like they're playing a game with themselves. Alan Watts puts it lovely. He says, imagine you were having a dream, and in this dream you could do whatever you want, and you could fulfill all your life's desires, even bad desires, and just have no consequences, because once that dream is over, you could create a new one. And eventually, you would dream so many dreams that you would eventually dream the life you're living right now. The person you are right now. Your life right now. And this puts in perspective how we are actually living inside of a malleable, inside of a changeable universe. And this universe, this reality, is 100% up to us. And the idea that we're powerless in this world, the idea that we have no control, is a tool. Sorry, my phone vibrating. The reason they want us to believe that we have no control in this universe is they want to have all the control. Because think about this, it's much easier to control a population if they believe they are under some sort of trance, if they believe they don't have any power whatsoever. But to awaken people to the full idea that you are a co-creator of your reality, that you are a selector and receiver of many different holograms. So those are my beliefs. I didn't cover all of them, but I really want to get inside this Bashar concepts before we go too far. So basically, we'll just read this piece by piece, okay? And I don't know how long this video will be, but it'll definitely be informative for me and for you. So get some popcorn, guys, go get a drink, your favorite beverage, and come chill with your boy. So we're starting off, and this says, every individual is a self-aware, self-reflective, free will entity, a holographic representation of the infinite creation. Every individual is always as powerful as they need to be to create whatever reality they desire without having to hurt anyone else or themselves in order to get it. Okay? So right there, we're then introduced to a concept that there is an infinite creation that exists. This creation is absolutely infinite, right? It has no limits except the limits that are self-imposed upon itself. And we are a holographic representation of this infinite creation. And to further emphasize this point, it says every individual is a self-aware, self-reflective. That means we are aware of self. And this is very true. Anwatz puts this point to say that our own awareness of self is what creates us to be humans. Another animal may just feel at one with the planet, and they just feel the energy moving within itself. But a human's gift and curse is the awareness of the energy that it is contained within. Like, for example, water is free-flowing form. It does not care what shape it's in. It does not decide what density it's in. It just molds itself based upon the reality. It's fluid, okay? A human has thoughts. These are self-reflecting. These are awarenesses that we have this absolute ability to think outside of ourselves and inside of ourselves. So this is very interesting. And he also says free will entity. Now that's very important, guys, because there's a lot of people out here who would debate this topic. Are we in fact free-willed? And the answer is yes. And let me tell you why. For this entire world to be justified, for the horrors and atrocities that occur in this reality, for them to be justified, it would make sense that we're only playing a game. Because in a game, these atrocities, these horrors, would be morally justified. And you're probably wondering, Daryl, how does that make sense? Well, I'll put a perfect example for you. Call of Duty. Call of Duty is a game where you are literally killing each other with guns and knives and dogs and bombs and airstrikes. And you respawn over and over and over and over and over and over again. You have no limit to respawns. You can always respawn. And if you do have a limit, then you can start a new game. Now, you would think this game would be horrible. You would think no one would play it and absolutely no one would care for it because it's 100% about killing. But if you look up the statistics, it's one of the most nationally sold games ever. Like, Call of Duty is a major success. And why? Because it's a game. Someone tells you if, like, for example, if you say video games make our children violent, someone will absolutely counter-argue with you and say, no, it's just a game. We're just having fun. Now, if we put our lives in that perspective, in the same sense of, it's just a game, we're just having fun, it would remove all of the seriousness, all of the dense structures, all of the feelings of victim mentality. It would remove all of that, and it would allow us to feel lighter and feel easier about our life. And it would help us. It would help us to achieve higher consciousness because we wouldn't be so concerned about being right anymore. And we wouldn't be so worried about dying anymore. Because we would understand we are all inside one eternal now moment. We're playing games after games after games after games. So continuing here. Let me see. I'm going to decide which. Okay, actually, we're going to backtrack and read. Ooh, I know what we're going to read. Oh man, there's so much good content. Wow. Again, this website is linked in the description. You can click on it yourself. The five basic laws of creation. We're going to read this. This is very interesting. You exist. I am. That's number one. Number two, everything is here / now. Okay. Number three, the all is one and the one is all. Number four, what you put out is what you get back. Number five, the only constant in the universe is change, except for the first four postulates, which never change. So, I also goes into detail describing each of these five basic laws of creation. Number one, you exist, I am. If you exist now, your existence is eternal. You have always existed, and you always will exist. You may change form, but you are existing always. So relax, you'll be around forever. Now that was the same concept that I was just alluding to prior. You are an infinite being in an infinite now moment. There is nothing that will cease to exist. You have always existed and you will always exist. Number two, everything is here now. Time and space are illusions, but your experiences within time and space are real. There is only here now. Okay. Number three, the all is one, the one is all. Just as each tiny section of a hologram contains the information for the entire hologram. Likewise, we are all interconnected. Everything is truly just one totally interconnected thing. Number four, what you put out is what you get back. The outside is a reflection of the inside. Physical reality is actually a mirror. Your physical reality is just a holographic reflection of what you most strongly believe to be true. And like a mirror, physical reality will not change unless you change first. Change what you most strongly believe. Wow. Number five, the only constant in the universe is change, except for the first four postulates, which never change. So might as well get used to the eternally changing creation. Enjoy the ride, surf the changes. So backtracking here, this podcast is going to be long. I can feel it, but it's okay because you already know that, don't you? It's only me that doesn't know how long it is. And at the same time, it's only a now moment. So it's okay. So everything is here now. Time and space are illusions, but your experiences within time and space are real. Thinking about this concept, I was talking to Dante a few calls back, and I was describing my epiphany of how we never really move. Like, distance itself is an illusion. And he was asking me why, and I told him, I'm like, think about it. You're always here now inside your body. You're never actually moving. It's the world that's moving around you. And he thought about it for a second. He didn't really understand the concept. But I later gave him an example that really helped him ground what I was saying. And the example was, you're playing a video game, right? Let's say you're playing Need for Speed. And you move so fast in Need for Speed that your car is moving so fast that the reality around you, okay, is blurring. It's literally lagging. It cannot keep up. The graphics cannot render in time. Who's actually moving? Are you moving, or is the reality moving? Are the graphics rendering itself surrounding you? And if you think about it, your car is in the same place. It's always in the middle of the screen. It may turn a little. It may appear like it's moving, but your car is always in the middle of the screen. It's just your reality is moving around the car. So it's the same thing like us. Let's say we go skydiving, right? We're not actually moving in the sky. The sky is moving beneath us. We're just simply in the same now moment. Where is that now moment? We are centrally located inside of our body at all times. Time and space are illusions. Location is illusions. There is only here and now. And I love what this packet says, because it doesn't invalidate the fact that experiences within time and space are real. And this is very important to understand. You can understand that things are an illusion, but the feelings you have interacting with these things are in fact real. And it's not invalidating anything you believe. It's not invalidating anything you have experienced. It's simply saying that on the higher planes of existence, we don't play by these rules. We don't play by time and space and location. It doesn't matter to us. We understand that it's the same now moment. Moving on from this, the all is one and the one is all. And I love what this is saying. Just as each tiny section of a hologram contains information for the entire hologram, likewise, we are all interconnected. Everything is truly just one totally interconnected thing. And one thing Bashar always relates this to. We think of a coin as two-sided, but we understand that it's the same coin. We don't think of this coin as two coins when someone passes us a coin. We think, oh, it's one coin. It may have two faces, but it's one coin. And this is reality itself. Instead of it being two faces, it's multifaceted. It is an infinite face. But ultimately, it's the same coin. And it's the same molecule moving so fast, literally integrated and involved into everything that ever exists. It is the microphone that I'm speaking to, the voice that I'm speaking with, and the body and the consciousness that's listening to this recording. All these things are one thing. And it's also your ears, your processing power, your brain listening to my voice processing this recording too. So we're all interconnected, all of us. We're all one, and one is all. Literally, on a literal sense, everything is one thing. And what you put out, what you get back. This is very true. The outside is a reflection of the inside. Physical reality is actually a mirror. Your physical reality is just a holographic reflection of what you most strongly believe to be true. And like a mirror, physical reality will not change unless you change first. Change what you most strongly believe. And this is very important to understand, guys. I believe that my thoughts, my feelings, my vibrations, my beliefs dictate my reality. And I've seen it time and time again. Manifesting is nothing more than doing what we've always done. Thinking and thoughts appear from those thoughts into physical form. Etheric realm. This outside matrix. This interspaces of reality. This infinite substance from which all things come from. This etheric realm absolutely has everything you could ever desire. It has everything, and it is encoded in frequency, and it brings itself to you in physical form based upon the frequency that you are operating at. So by operating on a frequency, you are going to receive that exact match in frequency from the etheric realm. Whatever that is, you're going to receive that. And that's what this is saying. What you put out, right, that frequency is what you get back. And I love what it says. Physical reality is actually a mirror. If you look in the mirror, right, you're not going to blame the mirror if your hand doesn't move up. You're not going to say, oh, screw you, mirror. That would be illogical, right? Because you understand it's a reflection. So why are we not treating our reality as such? Why are we not looking inside of our reality and feeling inside of us the change first and understanding that our reality would automatically reflect that change, such as changing your frequency first and the etheric realm will bring you the match of that frequency. And the last one, the only constant in the universe is change. This is true. Things are always changing around us. They're always changing. So you're understanding what I'm trying to get at. These five basic laws of creation are our rules in this reality. These are our only limitations. Okay? These things right here, these five basic laws, there's no other laws beside this. Everything else is fundamentally neutral and is given up to us to create. So you're probably thinking, Darryl, what does this mean, man? This means that every other thing that's within your reality has been self-created by you in your matrix. And you have been vibrating as such your entire life. Like, for example, a lot of people, they blame rich people and saying, oh, they're rich, they have an amazing life. Money does not determine the quality of your life. If you want to be rich as well, you could learn how to vibrate on that frequency. And then you would automatically receive that reality. So there's no reason to apply any negative judgment towards someone who is living according to their frequency. Because everyone has the option of creating their own reality. Because that's what everyone always does. That's what we've always been doing. And like I said before, we are self-reflective, we're self-aware. So right now, the only thing that I'm giving you, I'm not giving you anything new. I'm not telling you anything new. I'm simply bringing you back to the awareness in which you forgot your reality. You forgot what we actually were. And it's not your fault, because they made us forget. They made us forget. Because why? Reality would be encumbered. It would be a struggle if you were constantly juggling past life memories at the same time. So we have learned these lessons thousands of times over thousands of lifetimes. But when we come back, we erase our memories to have a full immersion, to be fully immersed inside of our reality, to play this game again, to make it fun. I always put it like this. Imagine you were riding a roller coaster. After the second or third time, you're going to start to memorize patterns. You're going to know that, okay, here comes this curve, or here comes loop-de-loop. It's natural. Our body just tends to remember stuff. But what if you could ride that roller coaster again and have no memory of it, but the fact that it was fun? So all you remember is that it's fun. So what do? You're going back on the ride. You ride it again and again and again and again and again and again. And you're thinking, why am I riding it so many times? Because you don't remember. It hasn't become dull. It hasn't become boring. It has become something that is enthusiastic to do. It's something that's exciting. You love it. It's amazing. It's fun. It's fantastic. It's wonderful. And that's your life. That is your life. Like Alan Watts says, it's your dream that you've been dreaming, and you're just at this certain point in which now the dream has manifested into your life. So, moving forward, we're going to go inside of, we're going to read this entire document. Not this entire document, sorry, but this entire page. And I believe I'm going to cut off with the recording after I read this page. If you guys like this, then follow us on Instagram, @access_your_consciousness. And leave a comment and say, yo, I want you to finish this pack of Daryl. I want you to break down this Bashar stuff. This is interesting. This is fun. And I will go through and I'll read the whole packet. Right now, I'm only on the first and second page. It's like, I think, 14 pages, maybe. So, we're just going to read this. A radio does not have to create the program it wishes to hear. It merely needs to receive an already existing program. And it makes itself an effective receiver by matching frequencies, synchronizing frequencies, creating a similarity of vibrations with the program it wishes to receive. Likewise, you don't have to create the reality you desire because it already exists among the infinite probable realities all simultaneously coexisting. All you have to do is make yourself an effective antenna so that by similarity of vibrations, you can receive that reality. This makes it physiologically real for you. And here's the instructions, guys. First, you have to be that vibration, then you automatically receive that reality. You must see the reality you prefer as now existing in the moment. Then it will become tangible in your outer reality. A radio uses a channel tuner and it selects and receives any one particular station out of all the programs that are simultaneously existing all around the radio. Likewise, there are infinite probable realities that we could, quote unquote, receive and experience at any moment. How do we select which one of these we wish to pull to the foreground to experience? We select and receive specific versions of reality by our beliefs. We select and receive by our 100% trust in what we know is so. Here's the physics of how this works. Just as a radio must first vibrate at a particular frequency in order to receive the one particular broadcast from all the possible simultaneous broadcasts that happens to be vibrating at that same frequency, likewise, each belief gets you vibrating at a unique set of frequencies. These frequencies then attract by sympathetic resonance those holograms vibrating on the same frequencies. And this is what I was saying, earlier. But I'm not going to add my thoughts yet. I'm just going to read this packet. That is out of the background universal matrix of infinite possible holograms. All of the infinite possible versions of reality that are simultaneously existing, those holograms and symbols that synchronistically vibrate at the same frequencies as the frequencies of your belief get pulled out from this matrix and received by you as the actual external physical experiences that you then sense as quote-unquote real, that you sense as objective reality. So each belief is a unique set of frequencies, which is a template that determines which holograms you attract into your experience. And I love this. We're halfway through this page, but I'll give my thoughts here. This is amazing. This is amazing. This is the physics of how reality works. Okay? So if you're following me now, I assume that you believe that we are in a hologram. And that belief, it can be scary at first thought, because you're wondering, is my life even real? You look around at the matrix. I remember I had that thought one time. And you look around at the matrix, you look around in your room, and you start looking at the fakeness, the phoniness, the paper-thin reality. And then it hits you, you're like, is it real? And Bashar is saying, it is real. Your experiences are real. Your feelings, your emotions, your love, your passions, your hatred, all these things are real. And that is why you came. Understand, there is no need for our reality to be valid in the sense of real, in the sense of non-creation. Because what we assume is real is something that is without our control. But the second we tell you that you live in a hologram, that you determine your frequencies, and those frequencies attract by sympathetic resonance your realities, you start questioning everything. Oh my gosh, it's not real. Oh, it's not real. It's not objective reality. Oh, what am I gonna do? And all that freaking out does is waking you up. It's saying, look, man, it's okay that I'm a cosmic light being encapsulated inside of a hologram right now. It's okay that I'm here right now. So what I'm doing right now, I'm basically giving you the keys to your reality. And you already know this truth. You may say, Daryl, you're waking me up right now. I thank you. And I appreciate those sentiments, but really and truly, you already know this. Your spirit is on a higher plane. It's in a higher dimension, and it's giving a portion of itself in this hologram. You have a whole nother entirety, whole being that is outside this matrix, living a life that you have no access to right now. But you're both here. You're both living a life. You're both now. So I'm giving you the building blocks to really help you navigate through your reality. I'm trying to figure out things that stand out to me from what I read. Things that stand out to me was this phrase right here. You must see the reality you prefer as now, existing in the now moment. Then it will become tangible in your outer reality. And this is something that has really, in a sense, it's bothered me in the past, because I've always blamed my reality for me not being where I want to be, for me not going and achieving things that I've destined myself to achieve by this time or by this age. And this really helps me. It helps me by calming me down, by understanding that I can feel good right now, and I can feel as if my entire reality has changed already without waiting for it to change. I can have access to those free quincies. They're free. I can feel them right now. And by doing so, my reality will become tangible. Like, my dreams, my ambitions, my goals will become tangible if I vibrate on that frequency right now, if I allow myself to feel that way right now. And I made a podcast episode about this on Mind of a Trillionaire, how circumstances don't matter, only your vibrational state of being matters, and I suggest you follow that podcast. That's my personal podcast where I document the journey of me attracting the frequency reality by basically me becoming a match of that frequency. And you can follow the journey. It's like a vibrational log or vibrational journal. But anyway, this is amazing. This is amazing. What else stands out to me? Yes, this also stands out. We select and receive specific versions of reality by our beliefs. We select and receive by our 100% trust in what we know is so. This is amazing, guys. What this means is half-truths are really not half-truths. And you're probably thinking, Daryl, what's a half-truth? Well, a half-truth is something you kind of believe, but you kind of don't. Right? A half-truth is essentially 100% trusting in doubt. That's what a half-truth is. So, you listen to this podcast, and you're kind of questioning. You're like, I don't know if we live in a you're thinking, I don't know if we live in a hologram, right? Well, that's 100% trusting that you don't live in a hologram. And that's perfectly fine. Or maybe you're the person who you're kind of skeptical about. You're like, I don't know if this person is right for me. Well, that's 100% trust and that person is not right for you. There is no half-truths, guys. There is only 100% trust in what we know is so. And there may be an inspiration to entertain another perspective. By this, I mean there may be an option within you to grow inside of a new direction and expand upon a new belief. But upon really expanding and believing in this newfound belief, you are 100% trusting in this new belief to be so. Therefore, removing the trust in the old belief and fully encapsulating yourself in this new belief. So you're always 100% trusting something. Always. Always, always, always. Think of it like gravity. You are never not trusting gravity. You're always trusting gravity. When you wake up in the morning, you're not questioning whether or not your feet are going to touch the floor. You know they're going to touch the floor. Have that same confidence. Have that same trust in your beliefs. In believing your dreams. In believing in your goals. In believing in your future. In believing in your positive realities. In believing in positive outcomes. Have that same trust. So, what I'm going to do right now, I'm going to skip a portion of this hologram. Actually, I was going to skip it, but we're not going to skip it, guys. We're going to make this a full episode. So stick around. We're going to do this right now. I'm going to read the full packet. Not the full packet. Sorry, I keep on saying that. The full page. I'll read this full page, and then I'll give my thoughts, and then we'll end this session. And if you like this stuff, then please share with people, follow me on my personal podcast, and follow us on this podcast as well. Subscribe to us. We're on all major podcasts and directories, all major podcasts and platforms, thank God. It's amazing. So, what we believe and totally trust to be so sets up the alignment from which we receive that particular version of reality. This trust, or knowing, is the mechanism by which creation takes place. Without believing, we would create no reality and be non-existent. At every given moment, we are totally believing something. All possible versions of your reality already exist. In fact, they are all here, right under your nose, right here, right now. However, most of these versions are invisible to us, and they become visible only when we tune ourselves via our beliefs to be compatible and resonant with the frequencies of any one particular version. Furthermore, since time is only a local illusion that does not really exist, everything you ever hope to become or attain, you have already become and attained. If it's invisible to you, that's only because your beliefs do not yet have you vibrating in a manner that is synchronous with those versions. You contain it all. all possible versions, and all these here now versions are in various states of visible slash invisible for you. Depending on your beliefs relative to any particular version, you see and objectively experience the versions that are synchronized with how you are vibrating. And it's your beliefs at any given moment that determine how you are vibrating. It's all a hologram of many holograms. In a hologram, each part of the hologram contains the information for the whole hologram. The universe is structured holographically. You are holographic. Each possible version of your reality is also holographic. You contain within you all possible versions of reality. All holograms, versions of reality, are contained within you. From all these infinite possibilities, you select the version to be experienced with your beliefs, imagination, and feelings. Your imagination is the archive of all your possible holograms. From this archive of possibilities, the version that you imagine, believe, or focus your imagination on is your currently selected version of reality. Then you activate this selected version with your feelings. The more intense the feelings, the more powerfully you activate this version, and therefore the more quickly it manifests as your tangible reality. Positive feelings activate the positive desired versions. Negative feelings activate the negative undesired versions. And this is in parentheses, the dreaded outcomes, close parentheses. Your beliefs are the result of what you imagine and then activate with your feelings. The version with the most intense feelings attached to it is the version that gets activated. As an analogy, if your computer screen offers you many choices and all you have to do is click on one of them to select it, then your imagination is the total of all the available choices on the screen. Moving the mouse to the undesired choice is like focusing your imagination on one particular vision, and then clicking on that choice is like using your feelings to activate your selection. And here's the end of the page. Misconception, seeing is believing. What we perceive determines what we believe. The actuality, believing is seeing. What we believe determines what we perceive. So don't wait to perceive it before you start believing it. Believe it first, and then you'll perceive it accordingly. So this is amazing. This is fantastic. This is absolutely wonderful information. I hope you feel powerful. Reading this out loud, it makes me feel powerful. So I really hope that translates to you. Understand, you are in an amazing position right now. You are listening to someone explaining you the literal mechanisms, the structure of how your reality exists. Law of attraction is amazing, but this is some next level shit because this is experiencing what reality actually is. This is a big blessing. Back in the day, you had to join some secret society to gain access to this fucking consciousness. And this is available to you for free on a podcast. So, do your part. Follow us on Instagram. Share with your friends. LMAO. But I didn't create this content. I'm only a co-creator of this content, which means I am a collaborator. Iosos listens to Bashar so much that he wrote down the core Bashar principles. I found the website, so I printed off the whole entire Bashar page, and I'm reading this to you. So it's a collaboration of many minds, many souls across many dimensions to bring this podcast to you. So I'm this a receiver, the vibration. I felt the impulse to come on here and read this, and I feel amazing to do so. So let's get into what this thing's talking about. So just think about what this is right now. The core of this is saying, you have access to many versions of yourself, an infinite amount of versions of yourself. And the way you pull these versions into your reality is by feeling as if that person would feel. I remember there used to be a game called Charades, and you used to try to act out the game. Who is the best person at playing charades? The accountant or the actor? Now you're probably thinking, of course, the actor. Why? Because they understand how to mirror a frequency. They can mirror the frequency of that topic. So you just pick up on the frequency without using any words. You just know what that person is trying to portray because they are matching the frequency of that reality that's on that card. Now your game, your life, is similar to that. By you simply acting out and feeling how that person would feel, how that dream person would feel, you are attracting that dream reality. Very, very simple. And to put it in broad terms, you have been doing this your entire life. This is nothing new. You were born inside this shit. You've been doing this since you were born. Since you were born. The thing is, now you have an idea of how to use it to your advantage. And what is amazing about this is it's saying if it's invisible to you, that's only because your beliefs do not have you yet vibrating at this frequency, right? So for example, there's a version of you who has that dream house. How are they feeling? They're waking up in the morning excited. They have that Christmas feeling. That's like, oh my gosh, I'm in my dream house. Oh. They have that feeling, right? You have access to that right now. You can feel as if you're just cleaning your house for the first time. You can smell that brand new house smell. You can feel that floor on your feet. You can touch it. It's tangible. It's a feeling. Why are you waiting for circumstances to align themselves in such a manner that you're able to get the house before you feel like you have the house? I understand these concepts may be weird to a person who do not understand reality, but you are not that person. You're a person who understands how reality works. You understand how we live in an infinite space. And I believe everyone knows this deep down, but we choose to forget this information as a result of playing our game. Our game can be so interesting that we don't want to wake up. We don't want to learn the higher truths. We don't want to learn from a fifth dimensional Esesani civilization member. And I understand. Some people, they want to struggle. Some people, they'd much prefer to watch the news and be whatever they are. And that's valid. They are one with me. I am a version of that person. I am also a version who chooses to wake up and who is very, very interested in learning the higher truths of our reality. So, that being said, guys, there's not much for me to explain here. I mean, I've pretty much said it. Let's read the last thing. It says, our misconception is seeing is believing. What we perceive determines what we believe. Yeah. Which is bullshit. Seeing is not believing, guys. Believing is seeing, because believing puts you in the vibrational match of whatever you are believing in, which therefore draws it in from the outer matrix, the etheric realm, the spirit realm, the interspaces of the universe, the invisible substance from which all things come from, and then poof! It's there, instantly, automatically. And let me give a tip. When approaching this information, when approaching manifesting, you don't have to think of this as hard. It is very easy. You have been doing this your entire life. The hardest thing about this is owning up to old beliefs and believing that your newfound knowledge is just as valid as the old knowledge itself. There is no need for you to go under this hard-working mentality, this I have to manifest things with effort mentality. There's no reason to go through that anymore. You can have access to the universal leverage You can have the entire universe on your side by simply feeling as if you already had it, or feeling as if you already are the person who you want to be. There's no need to wait. There's no need to go through a rigid process. You can skip the line and get right to your lunch and eat that shit. Well, that being said, guys, this pretty much wraps the podcast. I hope you learned something great. And please share the friend. You can follow me on Instagram at BITCHAPO, BitChapo. You can also follow my personal podcast, Mind of a Trillionaire. And thank you for listening to Access Your Consciousness with Dante and Daryl. We'll be producing another episode tonight with my good friend Nassim, having an interview, which will be awesome. So, looking forward to that. Super amazing. Thank you guys for being a part of this podcast, and I love you all. I really do. From the top, bottom, middle, and around my heart, I love you all. Thank you so much. Mwah. Peace, love, and light to my reflections, and I will see you soon.